Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The last day of school presented a number of challenges for administrators at John Errett High School, and obviously those challenges ended up becoming challenges for law enforcement as well. And Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto joins us on the line to talk about that. Sheriff, welcome to the show.
Happy Friday, Noel.
TGI Friday, right? So, Sheriff, I was on email chains during my show when all of this was going down, and obviously there was a call for help from your officers that work on the police on campus there. The officers responded post-haste, and y'all seemed to get it under control relatively quick. But what I've been able to learn since then is that there were a number of fights throughout that campus. And for the benefit of the listening audience, this is one of the largest campuses in Jefferson Parish and one of the largest high schools in the state of Louisiana.
It is. So, I mean, we normally have additional patrols, in which we did yesterday at most of our public school high schools. It's not unusual for fights to happen on the last day. I mean, most of our schools are peacefully and are going to finish at the end of the school year without a problem, including Eric. But we know from history that, these things sometimes happen and blow up on the last day. They get their report card and decide that they're going to fight before their last day. That is something that's there. So we've increased patrols already. We had road units in the area. We had additional police on campus at certain high schools around. And we were able to, contain the fights very quickly. I mean, they were fist fights, between girls, boys, just different people getting in fights. But in this particular case, we had, several fights that were broken up around campus. So you've got two deputies on the scene that have four people in custody from a previous fight, and now I have another fight that's on the other side of the facility. So calling in additional resources to be able to, take care of all of those different fights that were happening almost simultaneously. As usual in Jefferson, we were able to get on the radio and, anywhere from our set team, our traffic division, our road deputies, all responded to the team to make sure that we had enough people to, as you said, control it very quickly, make sure it didn't get out of hand. Unfortunately, we learned that one of the students had brought a gun to school. Don't believe he was involved in any of the original fighting, but during the same situation, one of the students alerted us that this person had a gun. Sure enough, while we were looking at them, he ended up taking off running and trying to flee from campus. A deputy gave chase to him and not only recovered the gun, but apprehended him. Luckily nobody was hurt in that particular incident, but another day that, another person had to go to jail because of it.
Sheriff, a lot of times folks fail to recognize that what goes on the school campuses is nothing other than a reflection of what goes on in the community at large. And it ends up being brought to the school campus, which continues to be a challenge. I read in the article in The Advocate comments by the administration, which I thought was very encouraging, because they said our top responsibility is the safety of students and staff, and we will follow all school board discipline policies. Your thoughts?
We have a very good relationship with the administration, not only there, but with Kay Brumley himself. He always allows us to take the actions that we need from the law enforcement perspective. We have some great police on campus that work within the community. And when you really dwell down to the numbers, there's a lot more kids at that school yesterday that didn't get in a fight, that got their report card, that are going to enjoy their summer today. It's always a shame when you have a few bad apples that obviously give a negative light to the rest of them. But we also understand that we have a job to do, not only in law enforcement, but the school administration. And, they're dealing with those problems also. I mean, let's face it, We have bad people in this world, no matter what age you're in, and you've got to deal with it. And that's the society that we have. That hopefully we are that line in the sand in between it to try to protect the people that do not choose to act in that behavior.
You've been around a long time. I was around a long time. The first 2 weeks of summer and the last 2 weeks of summer were the worst 4 weeks of the year for me when I was the sheriff. You've been through a summer as sheriff. Your thoughts?
Well, look, if we could predict every crime, I'd be there at every scene, right? I mean, nobody knows where the next crime is going to happen. What we do is we make sure we monitor a lot of the social media. We end up rededicating our resources. I mean, think about it. You have 20 police on campus officers that their campuses are now closed. So we put them out in different positions to try to make sure that these young kids that are off of school and have nothing to do at this point in time are trying not to get in trouble. But more importantly, people know their neighborhood better than we'll ever know it. We need them to call. You know, the eyes and ears of this community revolves around the citizens that live in Jefferson Parish. We're happy to come and put the pieces together, but the bottom line is they've got to give us some of the information so we know about it. The more that we can get out in front of things, the more that we can prevent.
Also, while you were, I think, at the Arid campus, there was a booking of a woman that was in the Jefferson Parish jail who was allegedly responsible for the killing of the Danish tourists out in New Orleans East. Any information on that?
Yeah, correct. Well, I mean, it's a New Orleans investigation, so she was not in the jail. I got asked that question yesterday, and I was not aware of it at the time. New Orleans was investigating their murder and had tracked her down to a location in Jefferson Parish. So in coordination with NOPD, we had done a search warrant at that location, and during that search warrant, located, obviously, some narcotics-related charges. So she was booked into the Jefferson Parish jail under the narcotics-related charges and then booked as a fugitive from New Orleans for the murder charge. But it was our investigators working with NOPD who had tracked it down to the location in Jefferson Parish.
Oh, okay. So it was misreported then.
I think people believe that she was in jail and then came, and actually they booked her there afterwards. That was not the case. She was actually being investigated by NOPD. They had tracked her down to the Jefferson Parish residence. We had assisted them in doing search warrants at that location, and there was some additional charges. So instead of, you know, directly transporting her to NOPD, we had to book her on the charges here in Jefferson to be a fugitive. So once she clears her bond, for the drug-related charges, she'll be shipped to Orleans Parish to face the murder charges.
You know, Sheriff, I was asked this question a lot, and I'm sure maybe you are too. Level of cooperation, through the metro area, alive and well?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we all have our own challenges and unique challenges, but the cooperation has always been there with no matter what agency is. I mean, you know, I was on the phone with different agencies last night at 9:00 at night on different cases today. Those things never stop. We all have our own uniqueness, you know, how we police, what different types of crimes are. But, I mean, you think about the amount of task force that we have around this country, not only this region, but country, you know, that we all participate in. We probably have 20 different task force officers, you know, with DEA, FBI, Violent Crimes Task Force, you know, West Bank Task Force. So you've got a whole bunch of different agencies that participate in that and that give us the ability to have that information firsthand, quickly, and be able to get into wherever the place may be to solve a crime.
Any thoughts about Memorial Day weekend?
You know, hopefully my kids actually just got out of school today, and I can't wait to get into a pool. I hope everybody gets to enjoy it. My phone doesn't ring much. You know, that makes it a lot nicer for everybody. But, you know, as I always try to remember, whether it's Memorial Day or any other day, you know, 911's available 24 hours a day. Anytime you see a policeman, give them a thought, because although we may be able to enjoy our time with the family on Monday, we're going to have people out there working no matter what time of day it is on that day. They'll be away from their families at some time. So thank you, policemen, for what they do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us that update. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil.
All righty. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 260-1870 or text 870-870. We'll have Christian Garrick in the next half hour with an update on OTAs out at Saints training camp and an update on LSU baseball. Did you see that weird win? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.